It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Gotta like it. Man, that's a good tune right there.
Oh, it's a lot of tune right there for a lot of people.
Man, that was fun.
What a beatdown.
That was fun.
Yeah, what a beatdown. Unbelievable.
So we're going to get into major Saints talk. Now we got a lot of folks that are fired up, but we're gonna go ahead and before we get to the Saints, we're gonna cover our picks for last week. Can we tune that down now? We gotta let it. Okay, we good. Okay, yeah. We're good. All right. So, not a bad week. Look, batting 500 is not bad.
Of course, Tony and I lost the juice though.
Yes.
We split our games, but we lost the juice.
That's right.
Of course. So we'll start out with Turbo. Turbo picked Army, giving Western Kentucky 7 points. And Western Kentucky has a flurry of points late and ends up losing 38-35. So Army does not cover. But you picked Boise giving a whopping 26 to UTEP, but they cover easily 54-13.
I think they covered by halftime.
Yeah, that was they just blew them away. So Jeff, on the positive, takes Michigan giving 6.5 to Washington, and they easily cover 31-10.
And that was, of the two, my mortal lock. Yeah, absolutely.
You felt really good about that one.
At home, in the big house, at night.
And you know, not
with
only
a
that,
lot to prove.
That's when you have a coach that's worried about the spread.
Yeah,
I really believe Jim Harbaugh right now is worried about the spread. He is in a perception situation right now. And look, got to be fired up about what happened to Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely. All of a sudden, he's seeing a possibility.
Yes,
a window has opened.
Yes. So, then I have to say, I was rooting hard. I'm a big Ferentz fan for Iowa, the head coach, the older guy.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
I really like that guy. I was rooting hard for them. But, we might get to the point at the end of this year that we're rooting against each other with our picks.
Well, of course.
Right now, I'm really not there. I'm not there yet.
You don't think we won't be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But at this point, at least I wasn't. But just watching, I hated the fact that Iowa State, they come out there wearing a black jersey. I'm like, who is this team?
I know. Yeah. They look more like Iowa.
Yeah, I was confused.
I thought they were at times.
I mean, I know when I'm looking at Iowa, I'm looking at somebody supposed to look like the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what they do. They look like the Steelers. And then I come out, I'm like, wait up, who's who? What's going on? I'm all confused. Have an identity, man. Look, I get that Oregon's identity is they kind of don't have an identity. They've bought into that. But these teams now that you just don't know what they look like anymore.
It's funny. I saw something on Bleacher Report Friday about iconic college football uniforms, and Iowa was one of them just because of their consistency.
Yes. Well, Penn State, I love Penn State. Yeah. I love Alabama. I love LSU. I love Ohio. Look, I hate Ohio State. But when I went to Abbeville High School, and they're red and gray, okay? Well, I'm like, you know what? We're going to tweak that gray to silver, and we're going to look like Ohio State.
Mm.
You know, they had these ugly red helmets, and this is the deal. I don't believe in changing anything when you go somewhere and they're winning. When I,
You don't mess with a streak.
Yeah, if I step in a situation, at Catholic High when I stepped in, Keith Bernard and the Decimos, they had done a really good job. I didn't touch a thing with the uniforms, with anything. We just kept the helmet decal the same. We did all that stuff. But at a couple other schools that I've been, you need kind of a little
touch
tweak
up
here, a little touch up. But, yeah, you don't mess with, I don't know. It just, I'm looking at Iowa State. That just ticked me off right there.
They just look so flat. And I'm not blaming the uniforms, but there's something wrong there because they should have been so up for this game.
Yep.
The expectations there in Ames, just disappointing.
It's almost like the time when you're just supposed to, okay, you've outgrown your big brother.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in shape, you're everything, and then he just continues to be your big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he just whips your butt. You know?
Good analogy.
Yeah, big brother just whips your butt. So Jeff goes 1-1. Man, I thought I was so certain I was going 2-0 because my lock, I thought, was the Panthers giving 5 to the Jets. I just really felt that Sam Darnold, you know, coming out against his former team, that was just a lock. Well, that ends up being a push, 19-14. Panthers giving 5 to the Jets. Ends up being a push. But the Finns.
How'd the kid look, though?
Pretty good.
Did he?
Yeah. We're talking about Darnold, or we look
Jones.
No, Mac Jones looked good as well. So, the Finns covering.
I'm confused.
That's okay.
Who's the new quarterback in New York? The Jets.
No, okay.
The rookie.
That's the rookie, and he didn't look bad. He didn't look great. That's Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
He just had kind of a pedestrian. Yeah. I don't have stats in front of me, but kind of a pedestrian.
I think he had 2 picks.
Yeah. He looks like such a – he looks like he's 18 years old, man.
Yeah,
when he takes
does.
That helmet off, he's got that baby face, man. Gosh, dog. Well, then the Pats had a really tight one with the Finns. My Dolphins, I've talked about it often, been a huge Dolphins fan since I was a kid. And the Dolphins were taking 3 and end up winning outright 17-16. Tua had a solid game. The only guy on my fantasy team, which I'll go over in a minute, that didn't really produce was a runner for the Smith. I forget his name. Was a runner for the Patriots.
Oh,
is it Smith? I forget.
No.
But I'm terrible with names. But he really didn't produce. I was hoping for him to produce, but them still lose. I have a buddy of mine, Barry Gwynn, that I talked to about fantasy. He said, he told me I just got too conflicted too often with – it just ticked me off that I wanted a certain player to play well, but that I wanted that team to lose.
Right. I didn't think that
happened.
Happen
a lot more than you think.
Oh, yeah. No, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. So, to wrap up this week, so I'm 1-0-1, and Jeff's 1-1, Turbo's 1-1. We'll go ahead and every Thursday, yeah, we'll do it before the Thursday night game. We'll go ahead and pick, because there's also some college games on Thursday that we can possibly pick.
Including UL.
Correct.
Quarter Tavern offering up some tickets to that game.
Sweet.
That we can give away.
Sweet. Okay. So let's move on to Saints, man. Gosh. Okay. So I'm going to ask both of you. This is a pretty rhetorical question, but if – if I had a crystal ball on Friday and I told you that one of the quarterbacks will have no touchdown passes, multiple interception, pulled with 10 minutes left, and the other will have 130 quarterback rating, throw 5 touchdowns with no picks. I mean, out of 100 people, how many people are going to pick the Jameis?
No, you're right.
Billy Kilmer.
it was an impressive show, start to finish.
My gosh! Look, this is me and me as a football coach. Okay, get fired up all you want about the Saints offense. I'm a big believer that it is easier to sustain defensive play than it is offensive play.
Yeah,
I just believe good defenses are going to be more consistent than good offenses. Every now and then that good offense is going to run in. You saw it with Drew Brees. Every now and then people would just shut Drew Brees down.
Yes.
But I'm a big believer. If you can
it's
play
usually
good
in defense, January.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. I'm glad you said that because I made the comment, I forget to who, that if Sean Payton does – do is it looks like he may be able to do with this team. A team that was picked right in the middle of the NFL. I'm talking about everywhere you look, picked anywhere from 16th best to 19th.
Yeah, somewhere in there. You're right.
By everybody.
Yes.
All the big-time prognosticators. If he – thank God he won that Super Bowl because he's got that he can hang his hat on that. But if he can turn this around and post Drew Brees continue to be good, he'll go down as one of the best regular season coaches ever.
Yeah,
no doubt. I hate to put it that way.
Yeah,
but really,
true.
Go down as one of the best regular season. Now he still can add to history, and if he can go and win another Super Bowl or maybe get to a couple more NFC Championship games, he still can rewrite his history. He is a work in progress.
I don't know if y'all heard, but Drew Brees had a comment.
Oh, no, about the long ball.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I missed it.
Oh, no. So Drew Brees is commenting on the game himself after the game.
Right, the pregame of the NBC
game. And Jameis launches the long one to 11.
Yeah.
To Smith.
Yeah.
And he goes, do you remember the exactly?
Yeah, he said, now the Saints are able to throw the deep ball.
Yeah. Saints now able to throw the deep ball. I mean, just, there is nothing better than self-deprecating
humor. Absolutely. Was it not lost on the rest of the panel?
Oh, no. The panel, Mike Tirico. Yeah, is it Tirico? He came back and said, hey, you took our line.
Yeah, that's right.
And again, it's the way, dog yourself first so nobody can do it before.
He and Tony Dungy,
One of the great.
Get ahead of the story.
Look, a movie. I'm going out there. You seen the movie 8 Mile?
No.
You ever saw the movie 8 Mile with Eminem?
No.
Okay, so.
You just told me why.
Okay, all
Eminem.
Right.
Eminem.
It really is a good movie. And there's a part where they have these rap-offs. Well, Eminem knew Eminem knew what the other guy was going to do to him. He knew how he was going to dog him. So Eminem went first and dogged himself in the whole rap. He just ripped himself. And I love it. I love self-deprecating humor.
I do, too.
So, yeah. Drew getting up there and doing that. Well,
self-deprecating was on his head, too.
Well, he's getting it because he had some hair sewn in. He did something.
It was terrible.
Hair club for me. I don't think I think that's permanent.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's a rug.
He looked like he combed it different, too.
I think he got the Brian Urlacher treatment there.
Yeah. No, because he definitely, you've got the people, of course, now any idiot out there can just find a picture, put them together and say, Drew then, Drew now. I mean, he was losing his
bag. These is not like the other one.
And you notice they put him on the right side of the camera, so his birthmark on his right side of his face doesn't show.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, he's grown some hair. I don't know if that's hair club for men. I mean, I know now they've been able to sew in hair for years.
Yeah, there are certain people in Newbury that have that done.
Oh yeah, no, I can think of a guy right now. In the 80s, I believe, had some hair sewn in.
Yes.
You think I should go to that look? You think that's
that's your call.
I'm thinking of just sewing in a mohawk.
You and your wife need to discuss that.
All right. We still got a whole lot of Saints to talk about. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break and come back and talk Saints. And we're going to talk LSU. We're going to talk UL, high school. We got a lot to talk about. So we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
No problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fade Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The dog days of summer are here. and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. Still got to stay on the Saints. So, Winston, when you look at his total yardage, 148, 14 of 20, 148 yards, 5 touchdowns. This is something that I think is being overlooked. Let's face it, Drew used his feet when he absolutely had to, and it was just wide open. But Jameis, especially early, extended drives with his feet, ended up 6 carries for 37 yards. That's 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Had some big early runs to extend drives. Kamara had a typical Kamara day, you know, with his 20 carries for 83 yards. Tony Jones Jr., I thought, looked really good, 11 carries for 50 yards. No receiver more than 3 receptions. Spread it around. Juwan Johnson, big game.
Boy, he had a big game.
With 2 touchdowns. I'll tell you this, you know, hindsight, whatever. I hated the 4th and long one call where they went for it.
Yeah, punt the ball.
No. I'm talking about the touchdown. 4th and goal. Fourth and goal at the 1. Right. And they scored.
Yes, they did.
The analytics in the NFL, I'll tell you right now, that is not. And then the play call. And look, I'm being nitpicky here, but hey, that's what we do here, you know. You're not running the ball right there. At least you're not running it out of the I formation. Nobody runs it right there anymore in the NFL. It's too tough. There's too many guys up in there. And they run just a very basic play-action pass that really wasn't open, that Jameis almost got sacked. But, hey, it really looks like Sean Payton has – man, he's a riverboat gambler, man.
Well, you don't remember in the Super Bowl.
No, he'll do it, though. There's no doubt.
And he had the running back.
And look, I will say that the analytics in the NFL have taken over. You are seeing people go for it on 4th down like never before. It's crazy. And I say it's crazy. I think it's smart in a lot of ways. But I'm just telling you, down there on the goal line, it gets tough. It gets hard. And you end up kind of having almost to throw a jump ball to get it. But they got it. They got it. I think that was the play of the game right there. You don't get that, then, you know, the mo can change. The momentum can change when you get a goal line stop.
And, you know, Green Bay went for it on 4th and 1 in their territory.
Yep.
And they didn't make it.
Yep.
And that kind of turned the game right there, I thought.
Zach Bond, 5 tackles. You had Davenport with a sack. I don't even know how to say the guy's last name. Kapasanon, he had a sack. Adebo with an interception. Marcus Williams with an interception. Both interceptions, just horrible throws by Aaron Rodgers. Horrible.
Yeah, especially the first one.
Oh, Lord.
Gee.
Well, you know, he throws the punt down there, and but stepping up in the pocket, and he throws it 3 yards behind a drag route, shallow cross. So just awful. But the Saints controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides. Without Onyemata, without the new corner.
That's right.
Just looked really good. Really good. And this is what I'm going to finish off my talk about the Saints with this. Aaron Rodgers. I don't care how much he tries to convince himself that he's all in. When you go the entire offseason feeling total and utter disdain for your organization, who you work for, you got all these negative thoughts going through your brain about who you work for, who you play for. It is hard just to all of a sudden say, never mind. You know, that's his little Saturday Night line.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Emily Latilla.
Gilda Radner. Gilda Radner.
Emily
Latilla.
Never mind. I don't know what the deal is with violence in schools.
Yeah. She goes on. No, it's violence in schools.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Emily Latilla.
So, it'll be interesting to follow the Packers the rest of the way. Because I don't know how mentally Aaron Rodgers is into what he needs to be into.
They stunk up the field yesterday.
It was terrible.
Packer fans. And they had a lot of Packer fans at the game.
Well, yes,
man.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And I don't think it was – I know a lot of it was people who did the traveling. They booked a last-minute flight. But I was discussing it with a buddy of mine. I think it's just as much – the Packers are more of a national brand.
Pretty much, yeah.
You got a lot of Packer fans across,
across the
country.
Absolutely.
You know, their parents and grandparents are Packer fans, so they become Packer fans. It's why my daughter's a Packer fan, because her grandfather was a Packers fan.
Oh, makes sense.
My daughter was pulling for the Packers yesterday. She's distraught.
Oh, wow.
The only reason she's happy this morning is because the Bengals won.
All right,
we got a caller. You're on the line right now with Bayou Sports.
Hey, good morning, Coach Boxcar. Yeah, man, I tell you what, to say that I was surprised at the outcome would be an understatement, because, you know, obviously as a Saints fan, I'm always hoping, but I was trying to be realistic yesterday, and there was really no way I thought they could overcome all the obstacles they had facing them, you know, and win that football game. And
Boxcar, then, think about all the negative news all off season long.
Oh, yeah. It's been one thing after another, you know. And then, you know, when you're I'm looking at the stands and it's mostly green and cheese, you know, and then when you lose your start and center in the first series, basically, and by the way, Ruiz did a fantastic job.
Yes, he did. Good point. Good point.
And Throckmorton actually played really well at right guard, also in a relief role, you know. So hopefully that's not a serious injury, because McCoy really, he's the real McCoy. He's very good. But when I saw that happen, and you got a quarterback playing his first game for you, now you got a new center. They tried to get a few practice snaps in. The referee didn't.
Yeah,
he
kind of shut him down. Yeah, he shut him down.
Yeah.
Well, then you realize it's Ruiz. And do you remember when the Saints fans were just killing that draft pick?
Yeah.
We already got a center. Well, you know what? Sean's like, yeah. No, we're going to put him at guard. And now we got us a backup center, too. It's always nice to have that guy that can always get back there and snap it.
Yeah, versatility.
Yep.
Well, when he was, you know, at starting in McCoy, you know, you had five number one picks on the offensive line. And for people who don't think that's where the game is won and lost, you know.
No doubt about it.
Ask Patrick Mahomes about last year's Super Bowl when he had two, replacement offensive linemen, and he's running for his life the whole time, you know. But, no, I was just, I couldn't be prouder, man. And you know, I know a lot of things fell their way, but you know, they just took the life out of Green Bay in that first half when those 2-15 play, you know how hard it is to put together 15 plays in a drive without making a mistake?
Wait, said that was the first time since the year 2000 that happened? Two for 215?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. 215 play plus draw. I mean, that's like I said, it takes a lot of, you know, that's a lot of short yardage, obviously. You know, you're not gaining chunks, but no, I thought, you know, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the game that Winston would only throw for 147 yards or whatever it was, but I didn't know any of the other stats, I'd say, well, there's no way, you know, we won the game. And I enjoyed the heck out of it.
And then looking forward, you got the Panthers coming up, you got the Patriots, the Giants, the Skins, you know, the Seahawks, who I know, you know, they're pretty good, and all before the Bucks. So we got a chance to get on a roll here.
Well, yeah, and now the only, you know, I was obviously reading this morning, you know, Lattimore is going to have surgery on his thumb. So now they're saying week to week. That, well, it's hard to believe you have surgery in your week to week, but he's supposedly going to play in a cast. So, you know, on the one hand, you're going to get Roby next week. Thought Trufant played pretty well in his spot play, but that's, you know, obviously he can't be as effective with one hand basically in a cast because, you know, a coach.
Use your hands. You use your hands and you know.
Yeah, they're holding the receivers on every play up to a certain point, you know. So not it's not the interception part. I mean, he can still bat balls down and defend people, but it's the chicken fighting at
the
beginning
of
the
battle. It's the feel. No. Because there is a point. You know, I've coached cornerbacks all my life where when the ball's in the air, your hands become your eyes. Okay, when you have to – so when you're running step for step, hopefully, with a receiver, and you have to turn your head, what you do, you lean in and you get as much of your body, okay, touching your opponent. But what you do, your inside hand should be brushing. What you want to do is be brushing with your inside hand. Actually – it's kind of illegal, but it's never called. You want to try to brush through the arm. You know, so think of your arm as a piston going back and forth, that inside arm. And you really want to kind of be swatting at that arm. But really what it does, your hands become your eyes right there. And it's feeding your brain, okay, this is where the guy is. And when he starts moving from you, you feel it with your hands. So very good point.
It's going to be a lot to overcome. But you know, hopefully – he'll be out of it maybe after the bye week or whatever. You know, I mean, if everything falls into place and we can get these guys back, if Thomas, you know, comes back, well, obviously, Onyemata's going to, I thought that defensive line played well anyway.
No doubt.
Man, you know,
and now you got depth. You're developing depth when Onyemata comes back now because that's the one position. You see it in college. You don't see it as much in the NFL where, guys, you have to have a huge motor every play. You got to be able to go every play, and you need to be rested on the D line.
But you know where again, and I want to give because the guy's been, I mean, and deservedly so at some point in college, he was just a you know what, Winston. You know, he was so immature, but I will give him credit in that I thought he's handled himself really well the last couple of years. His press conference was spot on, but. You did see the ability to, when he extended those first couple of drives or those scrambles, you obviously never had that with Drew, you know.
No,
and Coach, I looked at the stat sheet's going to say 55 yards to Deontay Harris. I watched the play several times. He actually was at his 35 when he threw the ball, and Harris caught it at the 5. So that was 60 yards in the air and a perfect dart, you know.
Which is almost about 18 yards further than Drew could throw it in his last season.
Absolutely, you know. And then if he could even throw it that far, it was coming in, you know, like a duck.
Yeah.
You know, it was going to take a while to get there. So I'm very excited when we get, you know, get some players back. We can just kind of hold our ground. I would have loved to hear some of the trash talking going on, though, because you, you know, Aaron Rodgers, supposedly before the game, said, oh, he was going to, he had taken it personally that they had disrespected the Packers by all their, you know, research they did on his Florida statistics and all that stuff, you know. So I'd love to hear some of, especially Chauncey Gardner Johnson's trash talking.
Oh, yeah, the guy
was going on, man.
Well, I'll throw this out there. So you're talking about what, how Jameis handled himself. Well, and just to make a little comparison here. Right now, you know, Cam Newton's looking for a place to play. And, of course, Cam Newton, I mean, you got Washington right now. They, when I say desperate need of a quarterback. But when you become too much of a personality, it can become a problem, especially when you're not winning. And then when you become too much of a personality, Cam Newton came out and said something, and it came off as real cocky, but I believe it. He said, my aura was too much for the Patriots to have me as a backup quarterback. And you know what? He's right. Bill Belichick just saw, even if Cam Newton was going to be supportive, which I think he probably would have been, I believe Cam Newton has grown up, and I believe he was ready to do that. But when your aura, when you are, you know, just when you dress like he dresses and do what he does and answer questions like he answers and all this, if you're not, you can handle anything when you're winning, okay? You can handle anything. But when you're losing, everybody nitpicks at all these things. Well, you know what? If Jameis continues just to, hey, do you be Jameis. When they showed him in the locker room, them dancing and all that stuff, and he's doing his crab thing, you know, do that then. You can act like that all you want, even when people are filming you, because you know what? That's just a time of pure elation. But when you are being interviewed, when he came out and he just keeps referring to Drew Brees, which I think is brilliant. It's brilliant because he knows what a deity Drew Brees is to Saints fans. And he keeps referring to Drew Brees, and he comes out and he said something that is so well stated. He said, Drew told me it's all about the decision, not the result. And obviously that's the play that he threw the ball out of bounds. But less obviously, right. Less obviously, and I learned this in college, in my short time in college, when you'll be watching film with your quarterback and he'll throw a touchdown pass, but you tell him that's a bad decision. Okay, you got away with it, but that's a bad decision, and we better learn that you better not make that decision many more times because you got lucky right there. It's not about the result. It's about the decision, and I think that is a very strong statement for a quarterback in the NFL. And just for him to regurgitate that, I don't know. I love it. I love it.
I'm very impressed with the way he's handled himself, like I said, in his short time here, and I hope that continues, man. And the only thing I'm going to say, though, is if Aaron Rodgers continues to play like that, Jake from State Farm might raise his rates a little bit.
Good stuff.
Oh,
hey, as always, we appreciate it, Boxcar.
All right.
Yeah, have a good one. All right.
That's good stuff.
Pretty accurate statement,
that's
though.
That's good stuff. Oh, I like that. I like that.
You'll raise his collusion rates.
Oh. Okay. We're going to come back. We still... Whew.
Yeah, a lot to talk about.
The two teams we love to talk about, of course, Cajuns, LSU. They won, but not much more to say than that.
Yeah, just thank God for the pick six.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk Cajuns and Tigers along with some high school football, and we come back right here, 107.5 FM.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menbell and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menbell, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafosse. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival. No problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fade Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main. Across from McDonald's.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. You know, we could talk Saints the whole day, but got to move on. Two games that I think the UL game was a little bigger than the LSU game because, first of all, UL it was their first home contest. And just not an impressive showing by the Cajuns. They did get 25,000 fans. Now, don't want to get deep into it. Don't want to stress the negative. But, boy, did they have concession problems.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Lord. Oh, if you just go on social media, go on Raging Pagin.
In other words, selling Coca-Colas and hot dogs and things like that.
It was awful. They said they had all kind of logistical issues, product issues, inventory issues. It doesn't look good when, I don't want to use the word begging, but they're out there just trying so hard to get fans.
Yes, they are.
And then you get them there, which I believe the Cajuns had the most fans in the Sun Belt Conference.
Probably.
This week. I looked at a report. Coastal had like 17.
Yeah.
You're different schools that are 17 to 20, and the Cajuns had 25. They had the most. And then you just screw the pooch when it comes to servicing your fans. Not good.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Cajuns, thank God for the pick six. Nichols does score. Could you say a cosmetic one? But Nichols had a chance to onside kick, get the ball to win the game.
That's right. And then you remember the Cajuns stopped them on 4th and 1.
And remember, just like when you're talking LSU McNeese, which we'll talk about in a minute, when you really look at it, there's probably not any kids on Nichols' team that wouldn't have rather have taken a scholarship to UL. You have to look at it like that. Now, this is
the other thing, though, and I don't know, I need to learn more. Because of the trend, it used to be it was so much easier for a Nichols to get a great player from a Division I college.
And they had a few of them on their team Saturday night.
But because of the transfer portal, do they even have that advantage anymore?
No. I mean, the kids can show up. They could leave LSU or whoever to go to play.
I mean, you can go to D1 to D1 now, I'm saying.
That is correct.
You can go D1 to D1.
Yeah, one time you could go from D2 to D1 and play immediately.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Meaning D1 to FCS is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you still could.
Yes.
You know,
play where you couldn't. You had to sit out a year.
You couldn't transfer from Tulane to LSU, but you could transfer from Nichols to Tulane or Nichols to LSU.
You know, Cajuns. Levi still, he ends up throwing for 300-plus, but just wasn't real consistent. They did not run the ball well at all. I think the Cajuns are realizing, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to do more of a, on Tuesdays, we're going to do a total NFL roundup to talk about the rest. But Elijah Mitchell, I think everybody's realizing that how good that guy was. You know, Regas makes it to the final cut. I think he's on the practice squad. So you've got two NFL-type, I mean, heck, Elijah Mitchell had an all-pro type game. He rushed for over 100 yards yesterday.
Yep.
Right there out of ERAB. Will be the – it works out perfect for ERAB for their homecoming parade. It is the 49ers off week, and Mitchell is going to be the head guy, master.
I can't think of the term. You're right. Yeah. Master, the marshal or
the
whatever.
Grand marshal. Yeah. There we go. Grand marshal of the ERAB homecoming parade.
Good for him.
Oh, it's awesome. And great for ERAB.
Yes.
But Cajun's got to do better, man. You just got to do better. Lindsey Scott may well be the best quarterback in Louisiana.
He looked pretty good against the Cajuns. They couldn't tackle him.
Not only with his arm, but with his feet. Ran all over, threw all over. You know, had the Cajun fans going, I wish we had that guy.
I think they were saying that.
I'm just waiting. And, boy, again, I'm armchair quarterbacking here, but that's what we do. Levi Lewis is not a tremendous athlete, but he's better than average. As a matter of fact, I think he's a lot better than average.
And he throws a decent ball.
When is Billy Napier going to allow this guy
to run?
They constantly run plays which look to me to be zone read type plays in which there is the option for him to keep the ball, and he rarely, I don't want to say never, he rarely runs the football.
Yeah, very.
Rarely.
Only when there's really a breakdown in the coverage and all.
And look, you can tell that Napier is a conservative person by nature. And his deal is, hey, we think we can get by this when we want to have that guy there for the rest of the season. And look, I get it because I don't think that the Cajuns are that their depth at quarterback is very strong.
That could be another reason, too.
I don't think they've got a lot of good players behind him.
I knew a coach at Catholic High did the same thing, though.
Oh, no. I will. But it was different. Look, when we were still beating teams, think about how bad we were beating teams. No, you're right. Diallo Landry, I used to not let Diallo do anything when we were playing. I don't want to throw out names, but teams that we were going to beat.
I hear you.
Regardless. No, you're right. But it's different in college. Everybody's good.
Yeah, you're right about
everybody,
that.
They're all on scholarship in college. All the coaches are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
In high school, there's a lot of bad players and there's a lot of bad coaches.
Yeah, Lewis had 5 carries for 30 yards, and his longest run was 30 yards.
But that's all usually scrambling. That's not designed runs.
And those other four, maybe he was sacked once or twice, wasn't he?
Yeah. Does that go against their rushing yards in college still?
Yes.
Okay. I know in the NFL it doesn't.
Yeah, UL ran for 94 yards.
Yeah, which is pitiful.
Disgusting.
Now, speaking of pitiful. Well, let's stick with the Cajuns before I get to LSU. Texas losing. Texas getting
annihilated.
Annihilated by Arkansas.
In Fayetteville.
So what does that tell to Texas fans coming into the SEC when you get beat by one of the worst teams in the SEC, or what is thought to be one of the worst teams in the SEC.
Yeah, Texas had
but also, what does that say for the Cajuns?
Texas had 242 yards total offense.
Yeah. You know, with Mr. Sark, who, you know, Mr. Offense. So it was not a good weekend for the Cajuns.
Yeah, Card was 8 out of 15 for 61 yards.
Now, don't get me wrong. If the Cajuns go ahead and run the table and do their thing and go 10-1, 11-1,
sure,
we're good. But I just tell you right now, it looks to me on paper like Coastal and App State, who we do have on the schedule, App State.
Yeah.
And Troy's playing good football.
But they got beat by somebody. They got beat.
Look that one up for me.
Liberty beat them 21-13.
Yeah, Liberty's a good football team. Now, is Liberty on the schedule?
I think it is. They played at UL.
Yes, Liberty is the second to last game on the schedule.
At Liberty or at left?
In last at year? Liberty.
Yeah.
At Liberty.
UL beat them 35-14 last year.
Yeah. All right, so LSU. You know, my brother went to the game. I did not think he would go when he was told that, even though he is vaccinated.
This is Joseph?
Yes.
All right.
But the fact that he was going to be forced to show a card, I thought that there was – I would have bet a lot of money that he wasn't going to that game. Just because he's my brother.
French coerced him into going to the game.
But he went, and I'm just getting text after text like, we're not going to win another game. If we're the favorite against Central Michigan, then the odds makers are stupid. LSU couldn't run the ball on McNeese until late in the game with Corey Kiner when the game was already wrapped up. Now, LSU's defense did do what they're supposed to do to McNeese.
19.5-point pick.
Yeah. That's what LSU is over Central Michigan?
Yes.
Man. LSU's defense did what they're supposed to do against McNeese. Coach O's boy couldn't do anything. I think he had 90 yards passing. They did exactly what you're supposed to do. But LSU's offense, who I didn't think looked awful in week one in the loss against UCLA. I thought
– scored 27 points.
Yeah. I didn't think they looked awful, especially with no running attack. But I still hold my belief – that Price is not a good runner, and that I've heard that John Emery's done. I heard he may be done.
You mean academic-wise?
Yes.
Okay.
That they're done with him.
Because he had issues.
Yeah, that's a rumor going around right now.
Okay.
That's gaining some traction that he's just done. And maybe Kiner is the guy they need to go to as their number one guy, but we'll see. You know, Neusmeyer, they bring in Neusmeyer. He doesn't do – he's like 3-for-10. He is a little more electric, but let's see. So Max Johnson, 18 of 27, 161 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, this is against an FCS team, and really not that good of an FCS team. I mean, McNeese is not the McNeese of old. They're not that good.
Yeah, they got beat by West Florida this week, or whoever that is.
No. Yes.
West Florida.
Neusmeyer goes 3 of 10. Like for 19. Nice to see Jack Betch, four catches for 57 yards. Kayshawn, 5-for-31. I mean, Kayshawn Booty can't have a better game than that against the Cowboys. Kiner late, 11-for-56 carries. Davis Price, 8 carries for 37 yards. Against McNeese. Now, against Alabama, that's a good night.
Yeah, true.
Not against McNeese.
No.
Not against McNeese.
Maybe they should have played Alabama instead of McNeese.
Well, yeah, Alabama struggled against Mercer.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat him, but no, Saban lost his mind several times. Win's a win. Both schools are 1-1. Moving forward. So the Cajuns now, Ohio comes to town, who is not a good football team.
And they're a 19-point pick.
Yes. Ohio is not a good football team. Of course, Central Michigan is not a good football team. Both coming into Louisiana next week. We'll see how that goes. We'll analyze that further down the road this week.
Yeah, and the Cajuns play Thursday night too.
Yes, yes. And we will do our picks on Thursday just in case we need to set it up who's picking what as far as D1, FCS, and NFL. But we'll make those picks on Thursday morning so we can possibly bet on those games. or prognosticate on those games, I should say. Real quickly, and we'll talk about more of this tomorrow. Other huge games in college. Ohio State, of course, loses to Oregon without Kayvon Thibodeau.
True. He was on the sideline.
Yeah. 10 plays 9, in-state rivalry. Arguably the biggest Iowa-Iowa State game ever.
Yeah, because the first time both teams were rated.
Yes. And not only rated, but in the top 10.
That's correct.
And Iowa, big brother continues to beat little brother, although little brother was favored and little brother has marquee players. Iowa State was listed. Iowa State supposedly has two possible first-rounders.
Oh, wow.
Iowa State and Kansas are the only two Division I schools that have not had a first-round pick since the year 2000.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
If TV's right.
Yeah, I think they are. They do a pretty good job.
Of course, Arkansas over Texas. Jacksonville State over Florida State. Just big games.
59-yard pass play, the last play of the game.
Yep. Who'd have thunk it? All right, so we're going to come back. We'll finish it up with our high school roundup, talk about the high school games this week and who these schools have next week. Remember to stick around when we're done. We've got Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club coming up right after this show, but we'll be right back to talk. Big game between St. Martinville and Nish that was highly competitive, by the way. So we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalmore are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalmore's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalmore. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit ParisBeCool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Plethora of football, of course, going on. Such an exciting time. Before we get into high school, so my daughter, Jessica, is a huge football fan. And arguably more than me, because I'm really, this is kind of weird, but I'm just kind of becoming a big football fan.
I hear you.
When you coach football for a living, it's hard to be a fan because, you know, you don't have time to be worrying about the Saints on Sunday when you're preparing to play a game the next week.
That's right.
So
how's the golf game?
Look, my golf game was great until this weekend.
Okay, well.
And I played as bad Saturday as I can play.
Pick it up and throw it.
I got to talk to Teddy. I need some. I got the pulls, man. I can't get rid of them.
Oh, well.
I got a case of the pulls.
No draws?
Well, I draw the ball now, the pull draw is not a good golf shot.
Oh, no, you're right.
That's and what makes it bad, it goes longer, and you don't want – now, on a drive, you can take longer, but, you know, when that six iron that you think you're going to hit 175, 180 yards, well, when you pull it, it goes about 185, 190, okay, and it just gets you in trouble.
We're not talking snap hooks, huh?
No. Okay. No, it's a pull. No, it's snap hooks.
Okay.
No. Snap hook will make you – that makes you break clubs. Not that I've ever done that before.
Get in line.
Michael Caffrey is a club breaker. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Okay. So, high school football. I was talking about my daughter.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought.
The big football.
She is a huge Packers fan, and she's working yesterday, and I'm texting her while she's working. She's an oncology nurse in Baton Rouge. And I'm texting her, I'm like, your Pack's just getting murdered. But she's like, yeah, but have you seen Cincinnati? She's a huge Joe Burrow fan.
Okay.
She's already let her fiance know that if Joe Burrow comes calling, he's out.
Tell him to bring his checkbook.
Yeah, exactly. So, big day for Joe Burrow. I love what Cincinnati's doing with Joe Burrow. They've decided we're going to give Joe Mixon the ball, and he's going to run it 18, 20 times.
And he did.
He's a fantasy guy. I'm telling you. He's a guy that if you're looking to pick somebody up, because the Bengals are dead set that we are not going to let this guy drop back 40 times a game and just get killed back there.
Yeah.
And he had – his numbers were not unbelievable, but he had no interceptions, a couple of touchdowns, like 210 yards or something.
I think he had a little better day than that. Yeah. I could be wrong.
But high completion percentage and checks off in overtime to a pass on 4th-and-1 in a situation where if they don't get it, they're probably going to lose. It was a situation that it's overtime. If they punt, they probably tie the game.
Yeah, because both teams didn't score on their first possession.
Well, since that was actually Cincinnati's third possession in overtime.
Oh, they had that many.
That was their third. The Vikings had two. And actually, Dalvin Cook fumbled at midfield to give Cincinnati the ball.
Yeah, Burrow was 20 out of 27, 261 yards,
okay,
two touchdowns.
There we go. Yeah, so solid.
And Mixon, 29 attempts, 127 yards, and one touchdown, 19 was his longest.
And so while we're doing that, I'm not going to get cocky about this, but my fantasy team just really kicked tail. And I've still got Darren Waller tonight, but my fantasy team, so I've got 148 points going into tonight's game. My opponent has 93, and that person's done. Guy by the name of Troy, but I'm sorry, he is not done. He's got Lamar Jackson tonight.
No.
But listen, I've got a 48 – I've got a 50-point lead.
Yeah, he got to have a big night.
And I've got Waller.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's got Lamar. Now, don't get me wrong, if Waller goes and gets hurt, but the biggest point for a quarterback in the league so far, in my league, was Arizona's quarterback. Oklahoma, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Murray.
And it was like 42 points. So I think I have an insurmountable lead. I think I do.
Moving on to high school. Nish St. Martinville, a game that was done by Jeff and Keith. Listened a good bit and looked like it was a pretty well-contested game. St. Martinville pulling away.
Yeah,
held on to the lead. 27-16 was the final.
Yeah, I thought Nish had a 16-13 lead at one time.
Yes.
Made a field goal from 40 yards, maybe something like that.
St. Martinville, definitely the more talented team. Just looking at it, I know they've got a couple of receivers, a runner quarterback, that are really electric. That is where Nish falls a little short this year. Big up front on both sides, but just not quite those electric players that you need, especially at that level. But I still look for both of those teams to do well as the season goes on. Lorville really thought that they were going to beat North of Maine, which they did 27-20. Thought it would be a lot worse. Now, playing with a couple of Lorville dads in my golf game told me the game was not near as close as the final score indicated. North Vermillion made a couple of
score late,
two late scores in the fourth quarter, but still, kind of like the Nichols game, had an opportunity to onside kick and get the ball back with a chance to tie or win the game late. So you don't want to see that. Westgate, just like I knew they would, just blew the doors off of West St. Mary 55-20. In a game that I really felt was going to be hotly contested, Hanson beats Delcombe 32-27.
Yeah, I thought Delcombe would play a little better.
Yep. Looked like offenses kind of had their way in that one. Ascension Episcopal, new quarterback, looks – so you got to realize, Ascension Episcopal, and I don't know the young man's name, and the reason I'm really – they are a little out of our area, but they're in Catholic High's district.
Yes.
Ascension Episcopal is just graduating from a four-year starter at quarterback.
That's right.
J-Minus Simon's grandson.
That's right.
Four-year starter. The senior got hurt when he was a freshman, came in, and this kid's a pretty good player.
He can wing it.
Yep. But the new guy looks like Ascension 1-1, but lost in overtime to Lafayette High.
Yes.
And look, Lafayette High gets hammered by LCA, but still, it's still Lafayette High.
Yeah.
So Ascension beats Calicot Point, could be 56-22. Highland loses to Hamilton Christian. That was when I talked about I had no clue about Hamilton Christian.
Charles, yeah.
Yeah, hard to prognosticate that one. But Highland ends up getting doubled up by Hamilton Christian. Patterson, 19-12 over Franklin. Morgan City doubles up J-Town, 12-6. A couple of struggling teams there. In the area, big games, St. Thomas More. When's the last time St. Thomas More has been 0-2?
Yeah.
And Ash, Alexandria.
Yeah, senior high school, yeah.
Ash, who played in the state finals last year against Acadiana, and if it wouldn't have been for a procedure penalty on a multi-motion two-point conversion, would have beaten Acadiana.
That was a big controversy about that, too.
And it was a good call. It was a nitpicky call, but it was a good call. After I saw the play on replay, and it took me twice to watch it figure out what the procedure penalty was. But there was. You have to be set for a second before somebody else can move.
That's correct. You can't have two people in motion.
By the letter of the law, the guy was not set when the other guy moved. It was a shift multi-motion play. They got him. And then Catholic of Baton Rouge. Acadiana High School has not scored an offensive touchdown in its first two games.
That is correct. They got shut out. No, they lost their first one 9-6.
No, they won. They won. They beat 9-7 over Karen Crow. 9-6, 9-7. It was a punt return.
Yeah.
Or a block punt.
Yeah, okay.
So Acadiana has not yet scored an offensive touchdown.
How surprising is that?
Yes. And Catholic of Baton Rouge is a brand new coach. The former head coach, Simino, who was at Catholic of Point Capi, moves over to Catholic of Baton Rouge because the Catholic of Baton Rouge coach left, which – looks like he needed to because he's been banned by the LHSA for life.
He went to Louisville,
I think. Yes, for Tita.
Yeah, as an assistant coach.
Correct. All right, so such an exciting time. We're in the heart of football season. We'll talk tomorrow about the rest. We're going to call that segment when we start the rest of the NFL. Big games. We had a lot of big games in the NFL. Like you said, a lot of dogs won yesterday.
Yeah, 10 or 11.
An inordinate, unusual amount of dogs won yesterday.
You're right. There was a comment by Collinsworth that maybe now that they're less exhibition games or preseason games that the starters would play a little bit more because there were a lot of
There were a lot of quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks that did not play at all, did not take a snap.
That's right.
And a lot of them did not do well.
That's right.
Did not do well.
Collinsworth mentioned that in the game last night.
He sure did. And that was another one I want to talk about because, of course, the Rams, different team now when you got Stafford.
Stafford looked good.
And look, but Detroit had a big comeback.
Yeah, that's right.
We're getting smashed and had a big comeback. Yep. So a lot to talk about with the NFL, which we'll do tomorrow amongst other things. Going to talk Major League Baseball, a couple of weeks left.
Yeah.
And man, you got some shuffling right there. Brother. You got the Reds and the Padres. You've got the Yankees division where the whole division except for one team is in the playoff race.
About 20
games. The Yankees are second to last in their division right now.
Second, about 20 games, give or take. 20 games left.
Yes. So more than a couple of weeks. Yeah, 20 games left.
Yeah, about a little over 3 weeks.
Yes, 3.5, 4 weeks.
First week in October. Second, third in October.
So a lot to talk about. As always, we appreciate our wonderful sponsors who make this program possible. Mako Restoration. Look, we got some bad weather coming, folks. Now, how bad is it going to be? I don't think we're going to be seeing any hurricane winds, but it is projected for a lot of wet weather coming up.
Yeah.
And, of course, we pray and wish that nobody in this area deals with any kind of water in their home. But if you do, or if you know somebody that has Mako Restoration, that's Gabe Sanner. That's your guy at Mako Restoration. Just let them know, and they're going to come in, and they're going to dry you out, make sure you don't have any mold, and take care of all that. Take care of all that awful stuff that you have to deal with in those awful times. Yeah. Babineau Family Dental. Remember our man, Dr. Todd, Harris Heating and Cooling. Eventually, it's going to be the heating, not the cooling, that you're going to need, hopefully. And Andrew Harris is your guy. Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, they are just running ragged right now, covering roofs in the Thibodeau area, but they are still doing it. Jake wanted me to let you know that he still has people here in Iberia Parish for all of Iberia Parish's needs. Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern. Remember, go watch your favorite games at Quarter Tavern, especially this Thursday. United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Give them a call at 944-4547. That's a wrap. Stay tuned for Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club right after this.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.